Welcome to the Tyler and Douglas Show. Well, this is a long time after we started the Betsy and Thomas Show on YouTube, and we had to jump off because what we wanted to talk about, we knew YouTube didn't want you to hear. So it was best to preserve our channel and just to leave and wait until this part of the war was over. Now we want to come back onto YouTube, but we are only going to be speaking about our spiritual and esoteric materials. So if that doesn't interest you, please don't subscribe to our channel. We want to keep this channel for those of you who are ready to go beyond the war that we are experiencing right now with the depopulation of humanity. But one of the reasons that it was important that we get Douglas here to talk to you is because we're hearing YouTubers explain the spiritual world in ways that are quite materialistic and can be misleading. We love Cliff High, for example. Always enjoy listening to Cliff because he takes us to the edge of the cliff in our thinking. And, you know, they're just new things to think about after you listen to Cliff. Well, one of his latest videos was about the mantids, these insect-like people that exist somewhere in his interdimensional space after taking many drugs at his admission, right? And he talks about these people, but actually Rudolf Steiner talks about these people and he calls them the locust people. And who better than Douglas Gabriel to explain to us who are the locust people, what are they doing to humanity, and how do we address them and take them out?
Yes, Tyler, it was always a treat to listen to Cliff High because you never know how high he's going to get and which cliff he's going to go off. He started talking about these mantid people and said he literally can go to where they live in an interdimensional world and that he can communicate with them and so on and so forth. Well, that's true. You take enough drugs, you will enter into the elemental realms. And so today we want to talk about the fact that part of what he said is true, but the reason he can't really make it sound as if it is real and provable is because he has no cosmology. Rudolf Steiner provides a wonderful cosmology and shows how these insect people literally do exist and where they exist and what our relationship with them is. So to call them mantids or praying mantises, basically he's gone into kind of a sci-fi realm, and you know, he calls it Wu, which is the realm of chaos. And then he sometimes is point on, especially with giving commentary on the news, because he does do a lot of research. But when it comes down to trying to explain aliens, interdimensional beings, insect people, or he believes these insect people, the mantids, created communism. Well, there's a reason for that. And once you can see and justify the reality of a cosmology that encompasses all of that, then you can actually have a fuller explanation of it. So this talk is going to be a little bit all over the place, and the deal is, if you are not into the esoteric, this may go right over your head. And some people with our YouTube channel, strangely enough, we used to have a YouTube channel with many, many followers, but we decided to resurrect another channel, and I guess we had a few videos on a channel that was under my name, so that's what we're going to start to populate with some of these things. Now, I recently wrote an article to explain this, and the introduction to it is enough to make your hair stand on end. And when you get down to what Rudolf Steiner says about it, it's a little bit shocking.
Yes, Douglas, he loves to write the article before he does the video. So we have this really good article. It's entitled The Locust People and the Devolution of Humanity. And it's on our site, neoanthroposophy.com. The reason I say that is many times our videos get separated from our written material. And it's important, I think, that you go in and read what Douglas has written and the quotes that he's pulled from Rudolf Steiner, which are shocking. But let me read a little bit how Douglas gets started with this article. Subhumans are attempting to devolve humanity into the animal kingdom, specifically the spiritless, soulless insect kingdom. It takes a great stride of humanity to see this evil because humans do not think this way and generally cannot conceive of such evil beings created by other humans. But it is not humans who have created and implemented this devolution. It's the semblance of human-like beings who wage this war. Once humanity awakens to the evil and can confront it directly, the true human soul can ferret out the subhumans and undermine their plans for human extinction. The time is now to wake up and understand the nature of these locust people and stop their plans by recognizing the inhumanity battle, the inhuman battle of the apocalypse that is all around us. When you talk about the locust people, Douglas, can you also include the references that Steiner made to the slug people and what the difference is of those?
Yes. One, the slug people come in the future, and we'll talk about that. And that little opening there, basically, I first need to clarify that evil is simply out of place and out of time, particularly out of time. And there are all kinds of hierarchical beings above us and elemental kingdoms and elemental beings below us. And our job, right in the middle, for instance, we are in the exact middle of the universe. If you look out into the universe, it's as expansive and as populated as when you look into yourself. That may sound odd, but the bacteria in your gut, billions of them, basically create your capacity to live and your capacity to digest food. But if you take them out of place, or if you remove them by taking antibiotics, then you're in big trouble. So we live in a symbiotic relationship with all realms, just that we're not aware of it. The problem is, instead of humans evolving into the next rank, which we would generally call in Christian terms angels, humans are devolving into the realm of animals, and specifically even below what we see as animals and insects. Now, the animals, the minerals, the plants, and the animals are our kingdoms that we are supposed to steward. We are supposed to help and preserve those kingdoms. But unfortunately, when you have the big picture of Rudolf Steiner's cosmology, or the cosmology of spiritual science through Theosophy or many, many, many other writers, you have to put yourself in the middle and see how they affect you. These interdimensional realms, they're in you. Your physical body was donated in an ancient time by beings who donated the substance, which later evolved and went through a metamorphosis into what we know as the mineral realm. Rudolf Steiner and many others say, Paracelsus, all kinds of people say, that once you contact the spirit of a mineral, you have contacted a god. And that is true. You've contacted the shadow of the god, not the living god. But those substances in the dead mineral world are brought to life in the plant realm, but they're also brought to life in the human realm, in our human body. And so we must be stewards of the mineral kingdom. Now, that's also true for the plant kingdom, and it's also true for the animal kingdom. As a matter of fact, when you reach into those kingdoms, if you are clairvoyant, you can see those beings, and you can see that they have a soul, a group soul, but it is higher than the human. So, in fact, when you go down into the animal kingdom, if you get sucked into it, you will become an animal. But if you understand that their group soul and their spirit actually exist on a level higher than even the angels, archangels, the archai, or the Elohim, they're in the realm of the dunamis, or the kyriotites, or the thrones, this cherubim and the seraphim. So these realms are realms that have incredible wisdom in them. The wisdom that happens in the realm of the minerals, or the wisdom that happens in the realm of the plants, or the animals, are called nirvana, paranirvana, and mahaparanirvana, which are the Indian terms. And of course, everyone knows nirvana is supposed to be a realm that is beautiful and wonderful. It is, if you go and look at the group soul of the animals, instead of devolving and looking into just the animal mechanisms that keep them alive. So if we're going to go into those supposed interdimensional realms, which one would have to say that those three dimensions of the mineral, plant, and animal, and the human are four realms that interpenetrate each other in the human constitution. Now, those are the physical aspects, but there's also soul and spiritual aspects that go upward, and you can literally rise up into these realms of the angels, archangels, archai, and the Elohim. The human being, one could say, is in a way somewhat of a group soul, in that the ego, the I am, the conscious, free, loving being of the human being, was actually donated by the Elohim, the spirits of form, that also called exousiai. So we ourselves are part of these realms, and we need to take responsibility for them, not manipulate them as science does, to analyze them, to kill them, and then to basically modify them into man-made evil. Because when a human falls, it's just like when an angel falls, or like when Lucifer fell from heaven. If a human falls backwards in evolution, they indeed start to manifest evil. And that's what we see in the realm of the animals when we start to manipulate animals. For instance, mixing human DNA with pig DNA, which has recently happened. So you have a part human pig. Or when you start to take a sheep and turn it into a clone, and then you use that on human beings. Or when you go into the plant realm. The plant realm has incredible wisdom, incredible mysteries to it. So if you understand the plant realm, you're supposed to have reverence for the beings who have manifested this for us, because that's how we eat. Some of us also eat animals, but we eat plants. And they have in them everything that we need. As a matter of fact, the recent, what is really called transfection or transmissible protein or prions, through the current vaccines that are being given out as a fake vaccine for COVID, what we're really contacting there are these realms. But because humans had manipulated and created a synthetic virus, we are in fact falling back into a realm, and we are the fallen ones. And so we have scientists who have no morality whatsoever. They figure that if they discover something, they're going to put their name on it because of their great hubris and pride, thinking that they have invented it, and then they manipulate it. And the DNA manipulation of plants literally create things like broccoli that glows in the dark because they mixed glowworms with broccoli. Or when they basically irradiate all of our plant life that we eat, all those plants, the enzymes are killed. Well, the enzymes are what give you life out of the plant realm when you eat it. So to kill the enzymes in a plant basically makes it an evil plant, a plant that gives you no nutrition, but it also doesn't rot on the shelf of the grocer. So an apple that's been hit, even if it's organic, oftentimes they irradiate them, and it can sit on the shelf and look very beautiful. They also, for a long, long time, they also have wax put on them and all kinds of other evil manipulations of the plant realm. In the mineral realm, we manipulate that to create computers. And somewhere between the plant and animal realm, the computer starts to act as if it is a growing substance, a self-replicating, just like self-replicating nanoparticles. These are minerals that we have manipulated to make them as if they are alive, the mineral realm turning into a realm in between the mineral and the plant. So we see all the time that scientists are manipulating these supposed interdimensional realms, these kingdoms, which are called elementary kingdoms, and they are described quite thoroughly in an article I recently wrote, as well as in the book that we have produced called The Eternal Ethers, which is free as a PDF online, which you can find on our sites. So it's a very, very complicated subject, and I can't get into all the details today because then I would have to give a full explanation of what we call the elemental beings, elements, the chemicals that relate to them, the etheric forces, the ethers, the etheric formative forces, and the cosmic forces that all ray into these substances to give them life. And that is very, very complicated, but we're going to talk today about how we relate to them in terms of consciousness, especially with what people like Cliff High come out and say, which many people say these things, that these mantid realms or the reptilians or the insect people are in fact in our realm right now, but they say that they're invisible. They're not invisible at all. They're right here, and we must be the steward of them. So let's just start off with what Cliff High had brought to light. And so many people sent messages to us or called us and said, what is this going on? And in fact, here it is. When he takes drugs and goes into those realms, he is actually becoming subject to those realms. He's not the steward of those realms. He isn't conscious. He doesn't have a cosmology, and he doesn't have the morality to bring back the wisdom that he should have found in those realms.
Right, because another way to explain this to folks that may have stumbled into this YouTube and going, what, they're insect people? Well, look, things exist in different dimensions. This is all around you. Just take any kingdom. Just take the bird kingdom. Look at the many varieties of birds there are. There's just not one bird. Well, that's in the spiritual world. There are many realms of beings that exist, and your ability to perceive them. Now, notice I didn't say see, because we're not necessarily talking about our eyes that we see them with, or our ears where we literally hear them. We see, perceive them from when we use organs of supersensible perception, and they can be developed in a healthy way. Your book, which is online, about the heart and developing the heart chakra to become this organ of supersensible perception, is the natural and organic way that humans evolve into a higher state of evolution. What the globalists, and that is, let's be specific, the Pilgrims, the British Imperial Empire, and all the evil that history represents, does not want humankind to know that we evolve. So what they've done over time, over decades and centuries, is to remove the human being from the knowledge of the higher worlds. And so that's why for some it's so shocking to hear this information, Douglas. But for others who've been on a spiritual path, they go, finally, somebody's talking about something that I perceive all the time. And I do hear from friends and folks that email me that they see these reptile beings, these insect beings. And so this is our opportunity to explain, what is it that you're perceiving, and how is it that you perceive these beings? Where Cliff describes it, he is taking ayahuasca or other drugs to perceive it. Doesn't make it any less significant what he's seeing, but he's using something to stimulate what you can do naturally with your own organ of supersensible perception.
Absolutely, and that's exactly right, Tyla. In the past, people had direct clairvoyant experiences of these things. They could see nature beings. They could see the workings of those kingdoms. And they're kingdoms. I would rather call them than interdimensional beings. They are kingdoms, entire realms that were already donated to the human being. Without the minerals, we'd have nothing to walk on. Without the plants, we wouldn't be eating. And without the animals, again, we eat them. But also, they are giving us a message. They were basically cast off, shed as sub-kingdoms before the human kingdom was created. But an animal has a group soul, and that group soul is literally controlled by a higher being, much higher than the human being. So in the past, there was a thing called atavistic clairvoyance. In other words, just like with the Grimm's fairy tales, when the Grimm's brothers went around Europe and in Russia also for the Russian fairy tales, they collected up the stories that everybody knew. Everyone knew those stories. How did they all know it? Because they all had them as dreams. The dream life would teach them these morality stories. And that was a training to get a human being from the past, ancient past, with atavistic clairvoyance, into being a free person. If you have atavistic clairvoyance, you are not free. It is compulsion. And you're able to see these things, but unless you have an ego, an I am, you haven't developed the morality to understand what it is. And you certainly don't have the morality to go into those realms, seek wisdom, and bring it back. Now, as time went on, the atavistic clairvoyance faded. And around the year zero, of course, during the turning point of time, when Christ was conducting the mystery of Golgotha, the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus of Nazareth, who became the Christ. He basically took on the higher group soul of the human being and said, here is an example of how to handle suffering, illness, old age, death, all the things that the Buddhists talk about. And he showed us how to conquer death and understand that we are immortal. Of course, insects aren't immortal, plants aren't immortal, and minerals will all fade. As a matter of fact, during our time, as we advance from a human to an angel, the mineral kingdom will gradually fade. And when we go to the next realm, archangels, the plant realm will fade. And likewise, to the realm of the time spirits, the archai, when we, as human beings, over a very long period of time in the future, develop these capacities, we actually are going to build on the foundation of the donation of the mineral, plant, and animal kingdom. This is the first basic lesson of what is called theosophy or spiritual science. When you understand that, then you can do something quite extraordinary in this day. In the past, the doorway or the threshold between the physical and the spiritual was diaphanous. It was very thin. It was opaque. They could look into these realms either in sleep or through just simply going into a pseudo-trance consciousness, which is the opposite of human ego consciousness, which is quite clear and is basically founded in the perception of the physical world that evolves to the point of what Tyler was just saying, where supersensible organs are created in the human being to go across the threshold between the physical and the spiritual and encounter these kingdoms and encounter them in a way with morality, so that when you come back, you have something good for the rest of humanity. As a matter of fact, that's the earmark of whether or not you have truly gone into the spiritual world. When you come back, you will be given a fiery will and courage and love to serve others with the wisdom that you gained. When you go into those realms by drugs, or you are pulled into those realms because of illness, psychological or physical, you will could see these beings. Matter of fact, for instance, take an alcoholic who's very ill and has delirium tremors. They think insects are crawling all underneath their skin, and they go completely nuts. Well, that's what happens to the person who crosses the threshold, either by drugs, illness, or some unnatural way. But through meditation, trance, and also sleep, you can go into these realms consciously. And if you can, you can come back with wisdom. So, in the past, atavistic clairvoyance was part of being more or less a group soul experience. And the group soul of the human is at a very high realm. As I just mentioned, it's the realm of the beings of the Elohim, the exousiai, the beings of form. If we can go into those realms consciously instead of through an atavistic clairvoyance, which is a group soul consciousness using higher beings for that perception, then we can be like Paracelsus, who could go take a substance, analyze it, go into those realms, the three elementary kingdoms, and understand what a substance is, how it corresponds to other substances, what minerals activate it, how the plant works, and go into these realms that I mentioned called nirvana, paranirvana, or mahaparanirvana. These realms are there for those who can morally cross the threshold between the physical and spiritual and go there with the right intent. And the only good intent is love. So when Cliff High came back from supposedly going into the interdimensional realms and meeting the mantids, which are praying mantises, basically he took his sci-fi consciousness. He must have watched too many sci-fi movies. And he came back and he thought that these insect beings are there. They're not there. They're in him. When he went and he witnessed them, they were in him. And what does he say they do? The mantids supposedly bring communism in this realm. What is communism? Communism is the group soul of an animal. Each insect or each animal or each plant or mineral has certain characteristics that are the same for all that are in that same species or phylum or sub, you know, one of these realms. So what did he come back? He came back and said, they create communism and they're trying to enter into people. So, well, that's true. They have entered into people, and communism is created by a group soul consciousness. In other words, a devolution back into group soul consciousness instead of individual free consciousness. And certainly communism is in a war against the free human individuality. Well, they wish to take away their free will.
Well, there's the operative word, because what we are aspiring for is conscious clairvoyance, which requires you to be fully accessed in your ego to be able to see beyond this world into others. But you have to be connected to your own ego. And what we see around us is people who have given up their ego. And that's what happens in communism. You give up your ego to the group soul, which may or may not be leading you to good. And in the case of communism, it never leads to good. It leads to mass extermination. Because the elites can only control the planet if thinking and conscious human beings are no longer around. Now, one of the things that you point out is a quote from Steiner that many of us who have studied anthroposophy have seen, but maybe those of you who haven't don't know this, and it could be an eye-opener. And that is that there are people walking around on Earth who do not have developed egos. They have a physical body, an etheric and an astral body, so they look human, they speak human, but when you really penetrate them, there's nothing there. Some of you may have noticed that you talk to people and there just doesn't seem to be a light on. Well, what's going on is their pineal gland is just deadened. There's nothing there. Have you had this experience?
Absolutely. And that's because these middle realms, the middle realm between the mineral and the plant, the animal, the human, those weren't created by the divine world. Those are created by human beings. And because humans have fallen into evil, in other words, they've gone backwards in time and they're trying to hold up the evolution and in space also, what you really get is instead of using your organs to perceive the harmony of the spheres, particularly in the realm of the plant, let's take that for example, each plant has a correspondence to a planet. And in the human body, we have that also. In our seven organs, the heart, the liver, the seven organs that are in the cavity below the heart, those six organs in the heart create a relationship to the seven planets. And that is what is called the harmony of the spheres. If you are not in balance, then you are imbalancing the forces coming into you from those realms. How can you do that? By eating wrong, by thinking wrong, by not having love, so on and so forth. When you are not in harmony with the influence of the cosmic world, what we'll call cosmic world, raying down into you to feed your organs properly, you start to devolve your organs. And what happens then? You create a sub-realm. So there are people now that Rudolf Steiner said, when you look at them, and even more so in the future, they will look like the animal that they are becoming, or they'll look like the angel that they're becoming. That's why you can look at somebody and think that they have an angelic presence. But you can also see a weasel in a person, or you can see a ferret, or you can see all these animals. Well, those animals were stages that developed to create the perfection, the paragon of virtue, the human being. But if you devolve, you can go into those realms and they basically make you into a subhuman, which is not a normal realm. And in the future, Rudolf Steiner talks about the fact that humans who do not evolve into their angelic realm, and unfortunately two-thirds of humanity will not, they become, in the next incarnation of the Earth, slug people. They are literally like slugs. They don't think. They're slimy creatures that move along without much ability for mobility.
A modern meme representative of that would be the NPC people, the face that's all gray without expression.
Precisely. So the slug people, well, they're not left behind. The angels, the humans who have become angels, will be focused on trying to create a relationship with those slug people to try to teach them to come out of that realm back into the human. And then in the next big incarnation of the Earth, the next what's called, there's a pralaya, and then there's a manvantara. In the next manvantara of the Earth, we are going to see that there's a separation of humanity. The fallen humanity will literally become animal-like, insect-like, slug-like people. And that's the future. But right now, supersensible organs of perception, you can look at people and tell whether they actually have a soul or a spirit. And unfortunately, there are many that do not. The reason for that is because basically the entire spiritual world has been emptied of human souls. And yet we keep having more and more babies. Some of them have no soul and they have no spirit.
Well, and that brings us to the point of depopulation. May I say something here? It's very hard to find a place to jump in. Everything you say is so interesting. In fact, I want you to tell folks what these beads are. Douglas is always bringing home beads and crystals and all kinds of things, and he brought me these things to wear and helps with the clairvoyance. But we'll get there in just a second. But when you look at this awful agenda that's being rolled out, we don't need to go into details because you all have heard us ad nauseum about that. You see, what was happening is that Douglas and I, when we got together, we decided, hey, we're retired. Let's do what we've always wanted to do, and that is to write a series of books to help lead you into this world that we're describing. And this is the Gospel of Sophia series, and plus Douglas has added other books and titles to that since we finished with the trilogy. But we noticed, and this was back in 2014, that when we would get into this place called the internet and alt media, that it wasn't true. And people seemed to be lost, and there wasn't a lot of critical thinking going on there. So we were teachers, so we said, well, let's go in there and see what we can find out. And let's make sure that our mantra is always truth. We're going to aim for truth. We don't know what it is. I mean, how many of you feel like totally lost? You don't know what's going on in the world, and you don't know who to believe. We felt the same way. So what we did is we started doing our research, but our guiding principle was we would only follow the evidence. We look at the documentation, the evidence. Then there was this day that I said, Douglas, you've got to look at this site here. It's just huge, and I don't know what to make of it. It's so enormous. It's filled with documentation and evidence. And, of course, we're talking about Michael McKibben's site, which is Americans for Innovation. Now, for 17 years, at that point, it had been 17 years, Michael, who had been cheated out of his patent by the U.S. Patent Office and the cabal that we've talked about before, had every day gone into his office to research this himself. Why did this happen to him? So he had already uncovered a lot of corruption that was going on. We reached out. We wanted to find out who this Michael McKibben was. And so one of the first things that we did, after Douglas had done some amazing pieces that you can find on our site, everything from things we can't talk about to more things that we can't talk about on YouTube, but you know where they are and you can find them. So we reached out to find this Michael McKibben. It was shocking what we found. When we came back to do the story and the videos on that, we thought, well, that's great. We have taken care of this problem now. We can get back to our spiritual writings. Well, 5 years later, we're still here, still uncovering the lies that have been told to us for decades and centuries. And in the end, we are actually walking you right back to what we originally wrote in the Gospel of Sophia series. You see, each one of you, please know this. You are a human and you are evolving to become an angel. It doesn't happen overnight. But if you aren't equipped with the tools to do this, and that would be right thinking, right food, right spirituality, you're not going to make it. Douglas and I are Christians. People question that because we include Sophia in our writings. Well, we are Christians who acknowledge that there is a divine mother and father. And it's not some kind of Gaia religion that we are writing about. Take a chance. You've listened to what we've had to say geopolitically. Listen to what we are describing to you spiritually. So you have something now to work with, or something in the future to work with as you evolve. Because the depopulation agenda is very real. And we're all going to come into some massive suffering, if not our own personal suffering for what we've done. We're going to watch others. But how can we take the people who haven't evolved in their ego to the other side of the shift? We simply can't take them. There'll be too much energy we have to expend to try to bring these folks up to speed, because it's not just one incarnation that they're behind. They're behind many incarnations. It's like I described to folks about the mystery of Golgotha. One of the mysteries there is that Christ came to us at a period of time to tell us, hey, you're going the wrong way. Stop. Let me show you the way. What the way was the way of our human evolution. And this had been done before, back in Noah's day. Everything had to be destroyed. There was no redemption of the humanity was there. So Noah was called to build his ark, just like you are today. Each of you is called to build your ark. It's like Noah's ark, but it's your bio ark, what you're doing to yourself, inside yourself, your home, your family, getting them ready for the big shift, because the big shift is happening. And we need at least 48 of you out there who get it, who know it, and are ready to reseed the planet with the angelic thinking and the angelic striving and the Christology that we have been missing over these centuries.
Yes, and Christ means the higher nature in yourself that understands that the mineral, plant, and animal are inside of you and that you must steward them. So as you just pointed out, those beads you're wearing are azurite, and the other thing you're wearing is azurite crystal. So why would that be important to understand? that is because, as we know, in what people would call a new age, and now all my children and all their friends are into rocks and minerals, and they are totally trying to understand them, and they wear tons of them around themselves and keep crystals around themselves. So we have to be responsible for our physical body. Our physical body is made of minerals.
Now, which one is this?
That's the azurite crystal. Mm-hmm. Crystalline minerals are in a way, you could say, a bit more alive than the stone necklace that you're wearing of azurite. And we came across that because Edgar Cayce, one of the greatest psychics who was into healing people, his whole focus was healing people. So he found that his psychism started to wane, and so he went and found a mine where they dug up a bunch of azurite crystals, and having those and being around them and utilizing them and understanding them brought back his very clairvoyant capacities. But he was in a trance when he did that. We need to be conscious when we do it. So if we understand that the minerals are our physical body, that the plants are our etheric body, our body of life, and that the animals are our astral body, then we must embrace all of them. They are three kingdoms that are necessary for us as the human kingdom to evolve. So when we look at the mineral kingdom, it is carbon that creates organic life. It is silica that creates most of the inorganic life. We couldn't stand up without silica in our body because it's basically rushed into where, we started off as over 90% silica when we were in utero, when we were an embryo. And then as we were, after we were born and as we grew, we developed more calcium rushing in to replace the silica. And when the calcium wins the war, then you're old and you die. That's why you die, because things become calcified. So to understand that, and now what do we do with the mineral realm? With the realm of carbon, the organic life, they've created what's called super paramagnetic graphene nanoparticles. And they're putting it in our food, in our water. They're spraying it onto us with chemtrails. And so we are creating a human evil kingdom of the mineral realm from carbon. Also, in all the manipulation of the DNA and all the different manipulations of the human physical body all relate back to carbon. Silica, on the other hand, is in our blood. And our I Am uses silica for awakening. And it works with iron, another mineral substance, that if you took too much iron into your body as direct, just simply iron, it would kill you. But if you don't have iron in your body, you're anemic. And what did we do? We created a synthetic virus that goes in and attacks iron in the platelets in the blood. And that's the reason that the fake vaccine is causing so many blood clots. But we also manipulated it with other minerals and substances that through DNA manipulation literally attack specific elements of the DNA that are there to help your consciousness. Now, consciousness doesn't just arise from these substances. The substances arose to develop consciousness, and that's a huge difference. We are not bound by these substances, as we know, because we can manipulate them. But if we understand them and use them appropriately, they are steps on the way into the divine world. Now, when it comes to plant realm, it's the same thing. We've manipulated it to the point that the life in the plant realm, we have the capacity to end the life, though it still appears to be an apple, a potato, a corn, or wheat. And so GMO substances literally do not self-replicate. They do not create seeds. And when you feed them completely GMO substances, pigs can't have more pigs. They can't replicate. And that's what's happening to the human being. So we actually have, in the realm of the animal, humans who have fallen back into that realm and who are trying to annihilate humanity. Now, that sounds completely crazy. And so when people would say to us, how can the Pilgrim Society, these British white supremacist who wish to have hegemony in this world, complete control of it, how could they do this to other humans? The answer is, they're not human. There are so many people incarnated on the earth now that a group of them do not have the human ego. They do not have what was donated by the realm of the Elohim, the exousiae. They are simply hollow. And so Rudolf Steiner says they have physical bodies, but their head and their face are really locust people. And these locust people are referred to in the apocalypse as the sixth stage. And we are now in that stage. And so we are seeing subhumans who literally are insect people. And in some cases, they're called reptilian people because they only use the reptilian part of the brain, the hindbrain. Mammals use the midbrain and develop that. Humans develop the forebrain. These people don't have a forebrain and they don't have a midbrain. They have only the hindbrain. They are animals and they have devolved into some of the worst forms of animals, which are insects. And locusts are, they devour everything in their path and they replicate so quickly that you have swarms of locusts even happening right now in America. Matter of fact, we've had many situations where we've had plagues of locusts in the past 10 years, and they come and they eat all the plants so that we don't have anything to eat if you lived in those areas. And well, they are worse than an animal.
Well, that is what they do to the physical realm. They eat everything so you don't have nourishment. And in the spiritual realm, they do the same thing. They eat at your consciousness so that you are not able to have high spiritual thinking.
And all they're trying to do, which every living thing does, which is create more of itself, self-replicate through birth, in whatever fashion the animal or insect does that, they don't want humans to self-replicate. They want to end humanity. And for instance, Prince Philip said, I just hope that when I reincarnate, that I incarnate as a killer virus to wipe out most of humanity. Anyone who could say that is not a human. Anyone who could, for instance, with Russia, when they, the pogrom of 20 million people in one fell swoop, how about all the millions of people who've been killed by wars that were false flags and started for the sake of economic advancement for these locust people? And so Rudolf Steiner says to these priests, because the lecture that I took the quotes from is a lecture on the apocalypse, and he says, you must, because you're a priest, be aware that these people exist. And unfortunately for the priests, not for us, they are given the task to try to minister to these locust people so that they can help raise them up into a realm that is more human. Well, that's going to be very difficult because insects, for instance, fire ants, they will literally eat every speck of your living tissue if they get on you without stop. They have no compassion, no consideration for humans, and they don't, of course, have any consciousness. And the way they fit into the cosmology is they're here for a while for a specific purpose. And when that purpose is done, they will be basically become extinct. Now, there are insects and there are animals that are very good. And domestic animals, dogs and cats and whatever you have in your house, take on human characteristics. And in fact, that helps them evolve in the future. But who raises insects? Who raises locusts? Who raises these evil insects that have now become the pervasive thinking of a group soul of devolved human beings? No one, because no one in their right mind would do such a thing. So what we must do, and not like the priest that he, Rudolf Steiner, is talking to, who must minister to these people. He called them like children who are lost without souls and without spirit. They must be ministered to by priests, just like we must minister to or be stewards of the entire mineral, plant, and animal kingdom and human kingdom, and have a correspondence, a cosmological correspondence with the higher beings above us, which, as I say, there are as many beings above us as they are beings below us. And for instance, the bacteria in your stomach, that's your job to maintain that. And if you don't steward it well, and you don't end up being healthy. You end up being sick. Same thing with the animals. If we don't take care of the animals, which we don't, they will become extinct. Same thing with plants and same thing with minerals. And if we turn them into kingdoms in between the mineral and plant, in between the plant and the animal, in between the animal and the human, Those are realms that will not continue. They will simply become extinct. So if you are fearful that these machines that we have, including 5G, wireless transmission, computers that suck up your brain, literally eat your ego because they make you weak, so that your will gets basically depleted by the action of a mineral that takes on almost plant characteristics. And now, if you want to believe in artificial intelligence, there is mechanical intelligence, machine intelligence, but the dream of an artificial intelligence beyond a human being will never happen. So transhumanism, basically cyborgs, wetworks being implanted in you, all the different names they have for this, they wish to do this. But who wishes to do it? The few scientists and the few politicians who promote these things, knowing that there was no morality whatsoever considered when these things were promulgated and given to human beings to use. And every time we use plants, animals, or minerals, plants, or animals in the wrong way, it basically sucks us down into the sub-realms, the sub-kingdoms, these elementary kingdoms that we are creating that, in fact, are evil. But remember, the word evil is the word live spelled backwards. When you're going backwards in time, that is evil. Will that last forever? No. All human beings over huge, massive amounts of time will, in fact, all evolve to what was part of the cosmological intent, and that is for human beings to be given not clairvoyant consciousness through autism and a group soul, but to develop supersensory organs out of the individuality of the I am of each individual person that is, in fact, developing new organs so that you can work with the kingdoms above you, so that you can wisely be the steward for the kingdoms below you. So Definitely. Don't be fooled by the people who say that these realms are interdimensional, and they get into the silly nonsense that the aliens are coming, that there are insect realms where the human
can remember, these people they lack the consciousness to be able to perceive the spiritual world in a healthy way, in a true way. So these are just, projections of what's inside of them.
Yes, and we have named these people who are, in fact, the locust people, and Rudolf Steiner says they have human bodies, they have a locust face, and they do not have a soul and do not have a spirit, and they are devolving instead of evolving.
Well, Steiner said you would be able to look at the countenance of someone's face and be able to tell who they are morally inside, and we see that already. You can see certain people, the way they look, and you just go, ugh. And you see the evil on their face. Well, you're not seeing it necessarily with your eyes. You're perceiving it with these organs of supersensible perception.
Is that the human head is the picture of the cosmos. As we look out, we look in all directions. And the human head, as we look out in the many directions, what do we call it? The zodiac. In other words, it's a circle of animals. And in all cultures, when they look into the stars, they see animals. Well, Rudolf Steiner pointed out that the animals were the attempt to perfect human nature. And in the human head, we have all of the animals. And so in our time, as a person might identify and become more like an animal, then their face starts to turn into that animal and can appear that way. So the human head is an image of the animal circle of animals, the zodiac. And then in the human organs, throughout the body, you have the activity of the plants. And then again, throughout the body, you have the minerals. And once we understand these things, these are the key factors to whether or not we will have health or we will have illness. So the plant, animal, and human kingdom, the mineral, plant, animal, and human kingdom are all in us. Rudolf Steiner said, everything in the universe, except comets, are found in the human body. And a comet is found in the human body when a woman is giving birth. So literally everything in the cosmos is in you. You do not have to go beyond yourself. So to become initiated into having supersensible organs to go into the higher realms, to have communication with those higher beings, it is simply incumbent upon you to look into your heart and with a clear mind, understand that you are in a symbiotic relationship with these things and that you need never fear them because none of them have any real power over you independently. If you're ill, it was probably something that you did. If you are spiritual, it is absolutely something you did. So please take this serious that these beings are around us. We must call them out for who they are. We must point at the evil that is coming out of the group soul of sub-kingdoms between the realms, and that it is our job to be the steward of them, both for health and for illness.